Good morning. Welcome to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. I am Matt MacArthur.
I am Drew MacDonald.
And as promised from last week, we were supposed to do the mixtape off, which is sort of a new feature on our show, but nature had other plans,
and nature called, as it were.
Nature called, and we improvised the snow day mixtape, which we enjoyed quite a lot, and our three or four listeners enjoyed that as well. Some of them didn't enjoy the metal parts, but we enjoyed the metal parts. The
metal parts are what kept me going.
Yeah. It'll also be a little bit of a rough kind of show because, you went out last night to the Real Big Fish show.
Yeah. I went and saw Real Big Fish and Anti-Flag, and they were doing their first two albums in their entirety. And it was, I keep telling people, it's like the 90s punk equivalent of a casino show.
Totally. And I work a night job, and I've been just doing a lot of night shifts lately. So I haven't even really been to, I've sort of had a nap here and there, mm-hmm. a couple hours worth of nap. But I'm good. We're firing on most cylinders.
Yeah, I know. We're kind of like half awake.
But yeah, let's get our mixtape off going. So as we have a hat here, and
with a bunch of song suggestions in it. Now, fun fact, I had a baggie with a bunch of song suggestions that people had given us for last week, and so I happily pulled out the baggie that I found in my backpack just now and dumped it into the hat, and I was like, this is a lot more suggestions than I thought. And it's definitely the song suggestions from the first mixtape off, and I don't know where the song suggestions from the second mixtape off are. So we have a list of songs here, and luckily I have all those songs still queued up from last month on here. So
we
are professional, that's for sure. So we're going to fly with it. Matt's about to pick a song out of a hat here. We don't know what it's going to be. There's a variety of things it could be. And I wonder what will happen here. Let's see.
Here I go, plunging the hand into the hat. You can hear the rustling sound here of all the papers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have drawn.
What is it? What could it be?
Yes. Shonen Knife.
Oh.
Top of the World.
Top of the World.
Oh, my goodness. This makes me really happy. I haven't heard Shonen Knife in quite a long time.
Now, the best part about it, too, is this song is a cover song.
That's right.
Yeah. This is a Carpenter's song, I believe.
Righteous. Let's roll it.
Let's roll it.
Mm-hmm. top of the world. Top of the world. Top of the world.
Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus. And we dovetailed off of that from Shona Knife, Top of the World, from the tribute album, If I Were a Carpenter, a tribute to to the carpenters.
Yep.
And we all know, at least the most religious and even non-religious of us, that Jesus was a carpenter. He wasn't in the carpenters, but he was a carpenter.
Probably the most famous carpenter, really.
Yeah.
Arguably.
Yeah. And I mean, they had a lot of wood back then, so he had a lot of stuff to work with.
That's probably the reason why he was so popular. Yes.
I don't even know what I just said there.
I love that you said it though. the best part about all of that is you know, Shonen Knife happened, and so you know, as much as it's a battle of wits, it's also kind of, you know, collaborative, and so it's like, ooh, you know, Shonen Knife, they were on K Records, so, you know, try and tie it into the Riot Girl movement. Oh, but they did a cover of a Carpenter song, so there's a lot of ways you can spew off of that. Maybe even something else off the Carpenter's cover album, you know, a variety of things. And I love that you went with Jesus.
Yeah, it was like the first thing I thought of. And I believe this was Mike's suggestion.
Yeah. Our friend Mike, he gave the suggestion over a month ago when we were doing our first pull of people to... you know, putting suggestions for it. And so I was, it's pretty exciting to have that one on there. Of all the ones in there, that's probably one of the more interesting choices.
Sweet. Thanks, Mike.
Now, to piggyback on the whole covers train as well, we just listened to some Depeche Mode Personal Jesus, but I wanted to play a Depeche Mode cover because Depeche Mode is probably one of the best bands ever, also.
True enough.
Arguably.
Absolutely.
So we have Strange Love by Bat for Lashes.
Roll it.
Strange horizon, strange love. before. Yeah, there's something in the air that's never been there before. You can call it love if you want to. There's something warm inside you. Call it love. Yeah, you can call it love if you want to. Now I felt this way about anything before. The warmth inside you builds and leaves me wanting more.
Images in Vogue, Call It Love. And they were from Vancouver.
They sure were from Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. And A Bat for Lashes, Strange Love before that. And yeah, my reasoning for this was only because I was looking for any excuse to play Images in Vogue.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just picked up the record that this song was from Zulu Records the other day, and I only just realized that they were from Vancouver. I just thought they were from Toronto for some reason.
Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about that as well is they opened for Depeche Mode on Depeche Mode's first North American tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it all ties in.
Yeah. Rather than my tenuous connection, just because they were both had the songs that had love in the title.
Matt wanted to play love songs.
Yeah. Although it's not really a love song. I mean, you can call it love if
That's
you
true.
Want to. And speaking of love, we're going to take a commercial break.
Yeah.
And
show some love to the rest of the station.
Exactly. And we love the station, too. You're listening to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9.
Pew.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it? I can voice it.
Yeah, please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f***ed
I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. Nope, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Saturday, February 11th, George Bear presents Bob Marley's birthday bash at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive. Come enjoy Jamaican food and refreshments and listen to the East Van All-Stars live. Get your tickets at Zulu Records, High Life Records, and Butter King.
Don't you know you're queen? Peeling, we don't live to see.
50-foot queenie, a rager of a song, PJ Harvey from Rid of Me. And before that, we had Perfume Genius with Queen. And what was the connection?
Well,
Images in Vogue.
Well, it's kind of a long winding connection from that, but the main connection was like Terry McBride and Skinny Puppy.
Yeah,
a little bit, because Skinny Puppy helped produce some Images in Vogue stuff.
Yeah Dave Rave Ogilvy helped produce a lot of Images in Vogue stuff, and Kevin Key, another main member of Skinny Puppy, was in Images in Vogue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we all know that Terry McBride started Network Records, and they have a lot of artists, and you know, rather than forcing people to listen to like Sarah McLachlan or something, I decided to go with something a little bit more current. And so Perfume Genius is an artist that has been on Network Records, and I wanted to play some Perfume Genius, so sue me.
No, that was awesome. I've never heard that one before.
It's such a good song, hey?
Yeah.
And then, of course, yeah, them kicking it off afterwards with some PJ Harvey was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just, yeah, I mean, it's just, we're basically running on the adrenaline of the mixtape off itself.
Right. And to kind of keep flying along the vein of, I keep deciding on like covers, it seems. I keep trying to pull out a lot of covers, plus collaborations as well. So this is off of an album called Murder Ballads. And Murder Ballads is an album that came out by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds in the 90s. And it's probably, in my opinion, is probably his best. There's a lot of great collaborations on there with PJ Harvey. And so there's a song that they did together on the album. And then she helped support this next song that I'm going to be playing as well, and it even has a really awesome song where it's him collaborating with Kylie Minogue, which I absolutely love. It's such a great song. But anyways, this is a cover of Bob Dylan's Death Is Not the End, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Sad, and when you're lonely and you haven't got a friend, just remember the death is not the end.
And all that you held sacred falls down and does not mend. Just remember that death is not the end.
The end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember that death is not the end.
Spirit never dies,
and
search in vain to find some law-abiding citizen. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end. Not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.
Caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Boost your resume by studying abroad and get that dream job. Don't miss the Graduate School Fair at The Nest, UBC, on Wednesday, March 1st, or the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Thursday, March 2nd at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free. Come early to catch our feature seminar on scholarships. For more info, visit our website at www.studyandgoabroad.com.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM. Just might find
Perhaps the greatest life coach one could ask of anybody, Rollins, Henry Rollins, Rollins Band, low self-opinion.
I think Henry Rollins also made going to the gym cool again.
He made going to the gym so cool. Not that I'm ever going to go to the gym, but... but yeah, and so we had dovetailed. I decided to take a turn to Rollins Band because Nick Cave and Henry Rollins are best buds.
They are best, but well, they're at least they're good buds.
Good buds.
Yeah, I think they're good buds.
Yeah, Rollins's book company, 21361, put out a couple of books from Nick Cave as well. Mm-hmm. So there's that connection.
Yep.
Aside from just the mutual respect of being like really awesome independent artists.
Well, and what's awesome too is there's a really neat story of how these guys met as well. It turns out that they were at a Minutemen show and at a club called the Lingerie. And both artists were there, and Rollins actually approached Nick Cave, went over and said, "Hey, what's up? How's it going? I'm in this band called Black Flag." And Nick Cave was like, "Yeah, I know."
Everyone knew.
Everyone knew. It's kind of hard to miss. Like, you know who Henry Rollins is. He's pretty, you know, behemoth of a gorilla coming at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even back then, like before, like... He definitely like bulked up post Black Flag in terms of his weightlifting, but
right?
even in Flag he was a monster.
He's still a bit of a meathead.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like the most punk rock meathead I think that's ever existed, and I'm okay with that.
But super intelligent meathead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like he's a smart guy.
Now it's interesting because moving into the next song, it's sort of like, you know, I always have these like personal goals of like, all right, so in mixtape off, I want to like, veer and curve and try and get out of, ooh, I don't want to stick around here too long. And oh, maybe I want to try something new
and make things really hard for me to like,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And, it's interesting because after Rollins Band, I was racking my brain, like, how the hell do I get us out of the early 90s? Risk, you know, I didn't want to get stuck in the early 90s, but didn't want to get stuck in like the early 80s punk scene either.
Yeah.
So it's like, where do we go from here? And so instead of trying to get out of the early 90s, I decided to pick a song that came out the exact same year as Low Self Opinion. So what we're going to do for right now is we're going to play a song by a band that was also featured on the Crow soundtrack with Rollins Band.
Oh.
So the Rollins Band was on there with the song Liar. And these guys were on the album as well, and I can't remember the song that they were. Anyways, it doesn't matter what song they had on the album. They were on the album. I'll tell you what song afterwards.
But great soundtrack.
But the song that we're going to play right now is Unsung by Helmet.
Yes. Helmet, Unsung from Mean Time. And even just before you hit that, I was audibly excited that you were throwing down Helmet. I love that band.
Yeah, that band is great.
Yeah.
I was just telling Matt that I got the chance to see Helmet live in like 2004, immediately after they had reunited. They played on a Warped Tour one summer. And so it's not quite the same seeing a 20-minute long Helmet set where in which they only played one old song and then like a bunch of new stuff that they were trying to sell on the crowd.
Well, and what a weird tour for them to be on as well.
Right? It was just kind of, they always had like the one token metal act every single year, and often it would make sense. Like it'd be like an Andrew WK or, you know, it'd be, you know, something that kind of worked with what was going on. And then that one was just kind of, I was excited, but it was out of left field.
Totally. And yeah, I'm basically in the process of finding out what we can play after that. But, you know, I was sort of basically reading up on Helmet, basically inspired, and may have been had a lot to maybe blame for the sort of new metal movement that happened after that. You know, a lot of bands sort of aped that kind of like chugging riff like style as well.
Well, kind of like Caius definitely was in like the same group too. I would be surprised actually if the bands didn't have random crossover in the early 90s.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Caius were definitely had some crossover there. And you know what? Because, you know, Queens of the Stone Age was one band that was, you know, kind of influenced or at least contemporaries of Helmet. And because of that, I'm going to throw down some Caius.
Yes.
Right now. This is Caius, Green Machine, on Mixtapes 101.9. We'll be right back. so sludgy. Caius, Green Machine from Blues for the Red Sun. We had to play that because, you know, we had a little discussion about sort of the influences that Helmet had and on other bands and sort of contemporaries. And once Drew mentioned Caius,
all bets were off.
Had to play Caius.
Had to do it.
Yeah.
And so we're winding up to the end here, and the last song that I have on the docket here is another Josh Holm collaboration, because he's essentially like
a Renaissance man.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like Dave Grohl passed the torch off to Josh Holm, and he proceeded to also just collaborate and produce and just be wonderfully.
Just a super cool dude.
Just wonderfully excellent.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play it in a second here, but I just want to say thanks to everybody who has like submitted suggestions for these mixtapes off. It's always great to have something to like something totally random to base off of, and then we just kind of roll with it as best we can for the duration of the program.
Yeah, we couldn't do it without your suggestions.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah. And looking forward to next week. What's the theme next week going to be there, Matt? I'm putting it on you because you're going to be half awake.
Yeah, we'll see. We might have to discuss it, whether there will be a show next week.
There you go.
I'm in the middle of like a night shift marathon hell.
Yeah.
So, but if the theme is amazing, then we'll just do it. We'll just come back.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
All right. To be determined, TBA.
DBT.
But to keep you going for the next week, here's some San Berdu Sunburn, Eagles of Death Metal. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend. This was the mixtape off from Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
I'm Drew McDonald.
Have a good day, everybody. Close the door.